tigers and bears. Oh my. Lions, tigers and bears. Oh my. Come on, say it with me. Lions, tigers and bears. Oh my. Lions, tigers and bears. Oh my. Again, lions, tigers and bears. Oh my. When I left to go to General Conference, that's what I was saying. Lions, tigers, bears, wandering the halls at General Conference, waiting to devour. Oh, my friends, fear is powerful. But we live in and with and serve a God who is more powerful than any fear. We live in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ sometimes is frustrating. You just want to love your sisters and brothers and sometimes even strangle them. But God's grace does reign supreme. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. We were expecting to see lions. I'm sure that there were some people at General Conference who wanted to throw some of us to lions. And there were some who wanted to respond like bears. But I must say, amidst all of it, that God's grace was present. That God's real presence in Jesus was felt and known. And even if not every vote and every outcome was what we wanted, still the good news was proclaimed. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you wonder, what are we doing this church stuff? What are we doing with this church junk? Why are we even bothering with this stuff? We'd rather use a different word than stuff, but I can't right now. I'm in public. And then you hear people, common, everyday, ordinary believers, get up and speak about the glorious forgiveness and grace of God in their lives, and witness to God's love and acceptance in their lives and in the lives of their partners, by expressing that love, even when surrounded by some people who revile and reject. I'm amazed at the courage of some of my sisters and brothers to speak the truth in love about the unmitigated, the unrestricted, the unearned, undeserved, unmerited love and favor that God gives to all, that comes to all in Jesus Christ. I was amazed this week to see the courage and the graciousness of so many who, in the face of being told, "You are to be excluded," they stood up, or in some cases lay down, and witnessed to the love of God by saying, "Uh-uh, God welcomes all." And when God says all, God means all. It was exciting. We watched as votes were coming in, and we were getting caught in what Cynthia calls the valley of the double negative. And it was a little bit annoying the way conference works. But it was exciting because it was the closest I've seen some of these votes ever. And then they got to the big one. The vote on whether or not they were going to remove the language from the discipline which states that homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. And they debated it and they discussed it, and we heard the alternate motions, and they had amendments to the motion, and amendments to the amendments to the main motion, and the amendments to the amendments to the motions to the main motions, and substitutionary amendments, and they had votes and votes and votes. And we were getting all frustrated, and here they're going to go to lunch, and they're not even going to settle it, and then there's going to be lots of politicking in the background, and they're going to probably remove everything and leave it as it is. And there wasn't a chance. And I remember looking at some of my fellow reporters and saying, "There's no chance. None. It'll be 70-30 again." And then they took the vote. And when it appeared on the screen, some of us said, wait a minute now. I can't tell much difference. And we started adding up the totals and figuring out how many for this and how many for that. And we realized that the vote to remove from the discipline the language that homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching, the vote to remove it failed by only 84 votes out of almost 1,000 delegates. I was stunned. I couldn't believe it. That was amazing. Only 84 votes. And part of me was crushed. It was so close. You know, when you get to go in some place and you get going really hard and you just don't quite make it all the way on the treadmill trying to get to that sixth mile and I just can't quite get it. I quit at 5 4/5 of a mile and you don't quite make it and there's a little bit of a letdown. And there was that. But there was also amazement that so many of our sisters and brothers who used to be so diametrically opposed are starting to open their eyes. Now, not all of them. There were some lions there, and tigers, and bears, and oh my, did they speak. One fellow got on the floor, and towards the end of his speech about how we couldn't allow it to be proclaimed that God loves gays and lesbians, he then said, after all, and the words to this effect, after all, they're the spawn of the devil. And it took a moment because he was speaking in French and it had to be translated. But I knew what he said. And almost immediately another delegate got up and said, "I protest, my son came from my womb, not from the devil." And the amen that resounded throughout that hall was amazing to hear. Exciting to hear. The realization that all our God's children is starting to seep in, frankly, to heads that I believe are full of bone. They're starting to hear that God's grace, God's love, the love of God in Jesus Christ is open to absolutely all. And that is exciting. The next day after the vote, there was a witness. I'm not going to call it a protest. It was a witness on the floor of General Conference. Over 500 people, the press said 300, it was closer to 500 to 600, came in. At the invite of the bishops, came in quietly and made a large cross on the center of the floor facing the delegates. A silent witness. And one person read a statement. And that statement was followed by one of the bishops of the church making a powerful statement about the unrestricted, undivided love of God and the call we have to welcome all into the family. There was singing of him, respectful presence, followed by a respectful, quiet, civil withdrawal. And all the while, the past presiding bishop, the current presiding bishop, and the future presiding bishop of the church stood behind the altar with their arms raised in prayer and welcome. And other bishops, some of them I was shocked to see, other bishops stand in support along with nearly half of the delegates to General Conference. And afterwards, I was chatting with members of the North Texas delegation, and one of the most conservative clergy members of that delegation and I were having a conversation, and he, in tears, said to me, "Greg, that witness, that grace-filled witness to the love of God, that willingness to come in and risk it all and show forth the love and acceptance of God respectfully for this body, even after what we did the day before, is opening my eyes and helping me to rethink my position." You could have knocked me over with a feather. I couldn't believe it. My friends, the lions, the tigers, and the bears are changing. Now, maybe it's not quite fast enough. Sometimes it feels as though we take two steps forwards and three steps back. I think we took two steps forwards and only one step back this time. And we can pray for 2012 and for our sisters and brothers who are struggling with this decision and this change, and pray that God's grace will enable them to be open to God's breath, wind, spirit of change. We were called to Holy Conference. And I said, when that word devil was used of our sister and brother homosexuals, I said that moment it switched from holy to unholy conferencing. But my friends, the next morning, after the witness and with the response of the conference, it began to return to holy conferencing. And then the next night, we started voting on constitutional amendments. And one of those amendments that came up was a simple statement. It removed from the Constitution language that defined categories of membership and simply said, upon profession of faith and willingness to affirm and support the church through prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness, membership is open to all without restriction. All. And all means all. And on top of that, a judicial council was elected that is, by their own profession as members, far more willing to view that statement as literal and absolute. All means all. Now, these may be baby steps, and they are, but that constitutional amendment has the power to change absolutely everything that currently confronts the church on this issue, even the lions and the tigers and the bears. My friends, I was tempted to say that while the claim was made that our sister and brother, gay and lesbian, transgender, bi, and what's the final thing they're using now, queer? Yeah. While it was tried to be claimed that they are the devil, I wanted to say, and in the heat of the moment I did say, they're the devil. And oh, my friends, no. Remember what I preached about St. Stephen? That sometimes we should look in the mirror and see that sometimes we are St. Stephen and sometimes we're those cast in the stones? No, my friends. Yes, there's a devil prowling to devour, prowling to exclude, prowling to revile, prowling to shove out. But my friends, the children of God are not the devil. Be they progressive, be they conservative, or anything in between, doesn't matter. We are all children of God, and all means all. I give thanks and praise to God that God's grace was made known, at least in baby steps, at General Conference. And I turned and looked at 1 Peter's reading, and I saw something that we need to hear for the next 140 years. Peter wrote, "Like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around looking for someone to devour." He almost devoured us at General Conference this year. "Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you." Hear those words as a promise today, a promise straight from God, that when we abide in God's grace, partake of the table of the Lord, which is open to all, receive God's grace, and then share it with others as means of grace for others. When we do this and refuse to succumb to fear, Christ will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish us. Come to the table of the Lord today. Receive the gift of God's grace again. Rejoice in the love and the forgiveness and the transforming presence of God, which is welcoming and opening to all without restriction. And then, in God's grace, receive the restoring, supporting, strengthening, and establishing presence of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information, or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.